expense to go to 465.
Relax.
Five.
Okay, where are you looking, boss? Again.
Right here.
Okay.
50-30 what?
015. In the combined section.
Equipment purchases.
Go to 200,000.
Go to 200,000.
Okay.
That will make your total expense 465.5.
Yes, it
now,
will.
Now,
yes, I've got
go.
By the way, just so you know, we need you to cut 135, wait, not add 135.
I'm getting there, sorry.
He's going a long way around the
okay,
mountain.
Okay, I'll get there.
Just so you realize, it's at 100, and then we're going
to... Go to 200.
We'll contemplate.
He has a plan. I can do it. He's got a plan.
Trust me, I've made some cuts.
Well, let me tell you that the words I heard the other day were no, not only no, but...
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I was being a little bit creative here. Go to line item 250-50-094, which is one of our big ticket items, cold mix, hot mix.
Yes.
Put 600,000 there.
Okay, now you're starting to talk. Okay.
Okay. The concrete and the culverts, just keep that in mind. I'll come back to that in a minute, but okay. Another issue come up. Go down to guardrail.
Yep.
And put 2,000 there.
2,000. Okay.
Okay.
Whoop, hold it.
Four lines down.
I understand. 2,000?
2,000. There's a reason.
Okay.
Must be a good
one. We have material in stock that we haven't used up yet.
Move
right now we're just repairing what's damaged. So
move right up.
Okay. Sir.
Go to, okay, got that one. Move down to road materials, 250-50, 102. Instead of 40,000, change that to 15,000.
Okay.
We had some items plugged in there that should have come out of the road oil.
Okay.
Okay, now, the next item, road oil, 250-50, 103. We've got it 700,000. Take that to 650,000.
Okay. Okay.
And then here's the biggest cut. And I went by actuals to come up with this and then still left some. The 250, 50, 104, take that to 450,000.
That's a pretty good chunk.
Now, at the bottom, you should come up with 8071,800, I believe.
That's correct.
Okay, that leaves a difference of 48.
That's correct.
Now, one thing I overlooked, and I was listening to Jimmy, is we've got to make our radio system correct with the new
narrow band.
We also, I wasn't thinking about Mount Branson, we're going to have to put a base there. For operation.
What's that cost? Something like that.
I have no idea. We're going to have to plug in some numbers, but we can...
Capital. It's a one-time expenditure.
I don't know. We'll have to find out what the upgrade's going to cost, if what we have to do to our radios. If they're, some of our radios are older ones that we've had since the early 90s. I don't know if they're capable of... They should be, but I'm not sure until we find out.
So what you're saying is you put $48,000. You have $48,000 of breathing room.
I've got $48,000 of breathing room, but I was going to split that equally and go back up to the concrete and the culverts because we cut culverts and we spent over $25,000 or better in culverts this year.
What do you want to spend on culverts?
I'd like to put keep $20,000 in there if possible, or... $24,000. That still leaves me $24,000.
You want to put $24,000 back in there, Ron?
Well, I've got $10,000 now. I mean,
I know. Do you want to go to $24,000?
$24,000 or $25,000, somewhere in that range. That'll put us to what we.
Ron, what do you think?
Pretty much expended. So.
Randy, what do you want us there? Give us a number.
I'd rather have $25,000.
$25,000. You said we had
10.
We got right. 10, so we're only adding 15.
All right, you've got $33,000.
One other thing I didn't bring up, what about big projects? we didn't put, I know we got Buchanan Road, or not Buchanan, Boys Camp, sorry. We've got a bridge coming up.
Okay, Boys Camp is a grant.
Boys Camp's a grant.
So we have the revenue, we have the expense in there, so we're all right.
We've got a bridge coming up this spring, or Pro Tem City Creek, and a lot of that's going to be covered under labor and some materials we already have, so we're looking.
Some of this is going to get eaten up in employee benefits.
We already have employee benefits in there.
We don't have employee benefits in there, but as we increase salary benefits.
Right.
I didn't know if you will. Yeah, I didn't know if you want to leave that under.
Well,
now, the other thing, we're running anticipated fuel costs. We're right at or just under what we actually spent this year. And if next year doesn't change, we're a little bit shy on that line item.
What I would probably suggest is that we leave it like this is. Now, the question is, the bridge that we've got, we need to budget. Otherwise, the fund balance that starts the year,
mm-hmm.
that has to be budgeted, and we usually put that in contingency.
Okay.
So you've got an area to take out of that bridge.
Okay.
I'd much rather do it that way
okay.
than create a line item and not knowing how much it is.
Well,
what do you think about that? Is that right with you?
Okay.
Do you
okay.
want to increase your concrete back a little bit?
Concrete right now, we don't, I think you budgeted $8,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not very much concrete work.
Also got rentals that we don't have much in.
You want to bump those back down?
Yeah, let's add, I've got some repairs that we need to do on some bridges that's going to eat up some concrete money.
Give me a number. You had 8. What do you want? 15? 10?
Yeah, let's go to 15,000 in concrete.
Okay.
And then rentals. Hang on.
You see rentals? It's 250-50-101.
We're at 15. I'd feel more comfortable going to 20 there. Okay. Then it still leaves us just a little playroom, not much.
21,000.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to put the 21,000 back in the oil or the hot cold mix.
Well, if I can use that full, see, we didn't use that full amount budgeted last year, and see, I'm still able to increase it.
Okay.
So I think we're going to be fine there.
Okay.
If I put it anywhere, I'd rather put it in the hot mix, cold mix.
What all, okay. You know.
But I didn't know if you wanted to create a line item for radios, because right now I think she's taking it out of either repair or new equipment if it's something new.
It would be equipment purchases.
What was the expense we were going to use down on this on the lake? But that's all part of this overall.
Right, because then the
right, that's, I mean, that's, yeah. Some of that's going to be aggregate. Pretty much everything there is covered.
We just need to fix the amount, what he can spend per year on that. You just maintain what you can.
Yeah, everything over there is basically covered under our normal.
I say
it's going to be covered under a normal budget, so.
I mean, what I would say is put it in the packet. Vehicle expense, but no, it's just a. I don't care where you put the 21,000, just put it somewhere. Man.
Oil? No, the other signal. All right.
It really is vehicle maintenance for equipment purchases. Probably you put. No, I already gave you too much there. I'd say oil.
Put it in equipment repair, then we'll. I think we'll.
Where do you want to put it then? Equipment repair. From
I got to find that one.
From 146, you want to go to 167. Ryan, you concur with that?
We're.
You good with that, Randy?
No.
167 is the new line item for that amount.
I'm curious, Randy.
Yep.
On the road we were talking about today. When we temporarily block something. Obviously, we have blockades that we can do that with.
Mm-hmm.
The road that we were talking about today?
Yeah.
But we were talking about putting something up that would warn them ahead of time.
I'm going to use a
programming sign.
Right, I'm going to put a programming sign. I don't want to just put barricades up right now. I'll put that up first.
Do we have one or multiple programmable signs in the county system?
I know we got two. We got four total, but I think one of them needs repairs and three.
Do we need anything like that, or do we need any additional traffic counters? Or
that's the equipment purchases.
Yeah.
We do 200,000.
And we still have to come up with a good product there. We're still kind of researching that.
Well, he's submitted a balanced budget. Just saying.
I concur.
Oh, gosh.
That long day, wasn't it?
It's not over. Yeah. It's like halftime. So he's pushing away from the desk. Is he good? Has he been released?
Yes.
See ya.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you sharpening the pencil.
All right.
All I heard was add.
He took it out of one line on
you. Well, not exactly. I didn't know I'm going to die.
No, I've been putting it behind my screen so I can't see them, so that I won't eat them.
Randy, eat a cookie.
No, it's all right.
All right, be that way.
I'm glad you know that one thing. I thought Randy was just going to come in and says, I just increased the revenues, we're good. So
there's something we're missing, and I'm telling you, just in the last 2 days, we talked about some revenues that got to go.
Run.
No, he has to spend extra money.
Don't just turn and go.
It was going into his salary line. Okay, Mr. Jim?
Sir.
We got two issues we need to chat about.
We got at least two.
Poisonnel.
And I would like you to go through your revenues. And there were some changes yesterday. You want to take a small break and come back? Or do
we can start on the floor?
Let's just start.
I'm all set. I'm ready. I'm talking. I'm done. It's toasty in here, isn't it?
I bet it said it's 68 and it's now 74 in here. It's just getting hot in here. You need to start the day with the national anthem. You want to sing that for me?
In a God of the Vida.
All right. Please stop. All right. Go ahead to revenues. I didn't know you were actually getting up on it. Where do we start?
Subclass 3 surtax.
Yep.
8,200.
Uh-huh.
Fuel, 316.
Yes.
Finger rentals, 136.
Yep.
Airport grants.
Right.
Wait a minute. See
it.
Way up there.
Hang on, I'll tell you. Airport number is 140. He has zero in his grant.
This is not my airport.
140?
Done this yet. But on line number 101-90-015.
Okay, go back to revenues.
Yep.
Sorry, 101-90.
Yes.
Go ahead.
we have some revenues in there.
Give me that line again. 90 dash what?
015.
Okay. Reimburse emergency management. I show 50,000.
Mm-hmm. It's a zero.
We don't have any revenues coming in there.
That's right.
Okay.
That came directly through Mr. Burnt in yesterday's meeting.
Okay. Got
you're supposed to create a line.
Where at?
Somewhere within these revenues, and it's for HSRRS.
Let me just, it's emergency management, I take it.
Have you got a good eraser over there, Lynn?
Oh.
Because I don't have.
Please say, give me that number again.
I'll go get you one.
H.
No, that's okay. I'll just write over this.
HS.
It's HSRRS.
Okay. Revenue?
It'll be revenues. It'll be plus 5,000.
Thank you.
That was the Mark Parent.
That's the airport then?
Yep. All right, said Mark Parent. Christopher, sorry. There was something with Mark too. I'll have to find it. Oh, yeah, it was two big things. I'll tell you. All right, we've had the 8,200,
316,136. You're just jumping around. I'm trying to create this line and make the math work here. Okay, go ahead now.
8,200.
Yeah.
316,000.
Yes.
136,000.
Yes.
Zero.
Right.
Lease is 75,000.
Okay.
10,000.
Uh-huh.
This is one we're going to have to make a decision on.
I think
prisoner
we should.
Boarding reimbursement plus 50K, but anybody had 300.
I have 300. We need to go to 350. Since we haven't reached, 350. Okay.
Boarding other counties and entities.
100.
Commissary revenues 15.
Uh-huh.
Title III project 21. Sales tax 6,500,000.
Yes.
Law enforcement sales tax 1,625,000.
Yep.
FEMA 0. CORE 0. Jail reimbursement for grant 0. Juvenile insurance reimbursement.
We are being told
that
that number should be,
if in fact, here it is,
should be 13,368.
If in fact we provide health benefits. That's what that's all about, with the exception of the car insurance.
Motion go into executive pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second, motion's been made. Second, to go into executive session. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Jim aye.
Rod aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.